A weekend of protest in the nation's capital and beyond. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Demonstrators are expected to gather again outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices.
Ahead of a highly anticipated Supreme Court decision on the future of abortion rights, protests continuing outside the home of Justice Amy Coney Barrett, just hours after the FBI executed a search warrant at the home of a California man arrested allegedly for plotting to murder Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Police say Nicholas Roski was armed with a gun, a knife, and zip ties. He was arrested while talking to a 911 operator near Kavanaugh's Maryland home this week.
Are you thinking of hurting anyone, including yourself?
Yes.
Roski also told the operator he needed psychiatric help. Rallies in favor of tougher gun measures are expected in several big cities. This as a bipartisan group of senators works on a package of reforms following mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. While most of us were sleeping, gas prices got even uglier.
Just over $5 a gallon on average nationwide, according to Saturday's update from the AAA. It's up 60 cents in a month, almost $2 a gallon higher than this time last year.
Fox's Jack Callahan. The surge in the price comes as demand soars since more Americans are traveling. President Biden says inflation is his top priority, although the White House hasn't been able to generate any relief.
Food prices are a major driver of the inflation rate that we are learning more about. The cost in the grocery store up almost 12% over just last year. We are seeing huge price increases for very basic items.
Fox's Lydia Hu. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The West Virginia man accused of killing three co-workers at a machine shop in Maryland has been identified. Joe Esquivel faces murder and other charges in connection with Thursday's shooting. He's being held without bond. Police have not released a motive. A man who was shot and killed outside an Alabama school apparently suffered from mental issues.
What happened Thursday in Gadsden, Alabama, remains under investigation, but officials identified 32-year-old Robert Tyler White as the potential intruder who was shot and killed after an altercation with a school resource officer. Police say White had tried using several doors to enter Walnut Park Elementary, where a summer program was underway, also attempting to get into a patrol car and to grab an officer's gun. White's brother Justin tells WIAT-TV that Bobby went to that school as a child, had serious mental issues, and never got the help he needed. He'd been working as a garbage collector in North Carolina for 8 years before coming back to Gadsden. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is now leading the investigation. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A prison warden is off the job.
The Louisiana Department of Corrections says Kurt Guerin, the warden of Elaine Hunt Correctional Center, has been suspended. Investigators want to know whether he was under the influence of prescribed pain medication when he crashed his state-issued car on the way to work on Memorial Day. He was cited for DWI stemming from the 7 a.m. crash after hitting a brick sign and a tree. He suffered minor injuries, and his deputy warden is now in charge pending the outcome of the investigation. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
The high cost of doing business in California has Smithfield Foods moving out. The meatpacking giant will close its only California plant next year. The plant's 1,800 workers will get severance pay. Others will have the option to relocate to other facilities. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.